The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, over the weekend, doctors working within the Irish healthcare system have written an open letter to UCD expressing their concerns about the incidents that took place. Two weeks ago on The Hard Shoulder, we spoke with Caitlin, a student at UCD, who told us how images of her nude, bruised and unconscious body were shared after she had been sexually assaulted. They were circulated to a significant number of UCD staff and student body email addresses, and then some months later to a student WhatsApp group. Have a little listen and remind ourselves of what Caitlin said.
So I'm a medical student in UCD. The photo in question was taken after I was brutally raped. The photo shows me unconscious, lifeless. It's quite upsetting for me to look at even. So in around April of last year, the image was circulated to UCD staff. It showed me that photograph alongside comments, which were in an email. I couldn't even say, use the language that was mentioned. When I saw it, I was horrified. It was sent to UCD staff, and I understand they reported it to the Gardaí, but no one from UCD reached out to me for over a week. They knew I was going to be called down to the guards and my life was going to shatter. And I didn't know a photo was taken that night. It was the absolute worst night of my life. The assault itself was brutal. And then this image-based abuse afterwards was another kick in the teeth. I feel anything but supported by UCD. I feel as though my life falling apart, my world shattering, is seen nothing more than a PR issue. UCD, as they said, they have all these policies in place, all these supports. When these supports are stress tested, like in my situation, they fail. I am not legal liability. I am not a reputation at risk. I'm a little girl who just wanted to become a doctor. I just wanted to pursue my dream of becoming a doctor.
Now, as I said, over the weekend, doctors working within the Irish healthcare system have written an open letter to UCD expressing their concerns about these incidents that took place and the university's reaction, but also to question the moral and ethics of the cohort of students who left vile comments about the image of Caitlin that was circulated. We should point out that Caitlin is not the real name of the young woman at the centre of all of this. And Dr. Emma Hughes and Dr. Nicola Duffy are two of the doctors who penned the open letter, and they join us now in studio. Thank you both for coming in. I might come to you first, Emma. Tell us, what prompted you to write this letter to UCD, which has been now signed by how many doctors?
At the moment, I think approximately 800.
800 doctors.
Ongoing.
What prompted you to write the letter?
Well, initially, well, we were both following the case on the news, Nicola more so than I, and Nicola expressed that she wanted to show solidarity in some sense with the young woman, so came to me with a few points that she wanted to make, and we wrote this letter together and decided to make it open to get as many signatures from our colleagues as possible. The main reasons we wanted to do it initially was to show solidarity with Caitlin. She didn't ask for any of this. She has not put herself in the public eye willingly. She did not ask for this horrible assault to be enacted on her. She did not ask to have this image circulated and to suffer the abuses of image-based sexual abuse. And furthermore, we wanted to make a statement that we are concerned for patient population. If the next cohort of doctors that's going to enter into the workforce is going to be of such moral character or lacking in moral character.
Because you believe that some of the people who commented or shared these were from within the medical fraternity?
I don't know who exactly commented or responded, but I know that it was shared within a medical group, and that certain individuals who are within UCD Medicine did respond to it, or at least did not report it.
Yeah. Let me bring you in, Nicola. Obviously, so this was coming largely from yourself, this idea of showing solidarity. The response, the 800 doctors that signed it, were you surprised or were you pleased when so many, I mean, there's not that many doctors in the country, there's a few thousand, have signed this letter?
Absolutely. This is something that, as Emma mentioned, we wanted to make a statement of solidarity with both Caitlin and also any victims of sexual harassment across the country. The numbers of doctors that have signed is fantastic, but we do ask for more to sign. So we haven't actually submitted the letter to UCD at the moment. It's in the public domain. A few comments have been made around people saying, oh, my GP didn't sign it. And I suppose I just wanted to make a comment that we don't have access to send out a letter to all the doctors in Ireland. So we've just been sharing it amongst our own cohorts. So we work in hospital. So we've been sharing it with our own colleagues, and then we rely on those people sharing it. So just because you don't see your doctor on the list doesn't mean that they don't condemn this behaviour.
Mm. They may not have even seen this letter. They may not. That's one of the reasons that we're talking about it today, to highlight this letter.
Absolutely.
So that's not a refusal by anyone to sign it necessarily. That may be just a lack of them coming across it.
Yeah, exactly. I suppose as well, like, one thing I just wanted to comment on is that when we're talking about ethics, you know, as doctors, we abide by the four pillars of medical ethics, and they include autonomy, justice, and the two relevant in this case are non-maleficence and beneficence. Sorry, I always say those two words wrong. So beneficence means that we act in the patient's best interest, and non-maleficence means that we do no harm. And just for the benefit of listeners, in Ireland, we do not take the Hippocratic Oath. We actually sign up to the Irish Medical Council's domains of good professional practice. And there are eight domains. And I think in this case, the two most relevant are professionalism and patient safety. As we highlighted in the letter, we as doctors have grave concerns about the morals of people who willingly and recklessly shared this naked, unconscious photo of their colleague. It beggars belief. And when I say we, I'm not just talking about Emma and myself. I'm talking about every doctor who has put their Irish Medical Council registration on our open letter to UCD. And as I mentioned, we invite more to include their names.
Sure. That, I suppose, fundamental that Nicola has just said about the concerns. It isn't just an ethical concern, though, either. This is, and obviously there is ethical concerns, because you would not like to think that doctors who might be caring for victims of sexual assaults would be in some way dismissive of the impact or the importance of dealing with them in an ethical or sensitive way. But it is also a criminal act to share image-based sexual violence, explicit images of anybody without their consent. That's a criminal act in this country under COCO's law. And that's of concern too, surely, isn't it? That we would have people within the healthcare professions that would be willing to disregard that.
Well, absolutely. I mean, as we've already said, we would have grave concerns about a cohort who think that this is acceptable behaviour. But we also have to acknowledge these are young. A lot of them are young people. That doesn't necessarily excuse it. It doesn't excuse it. But we have to acknowledge that they are operating within a university. There's a university. UCD has a role and responsibility to respond to this behaviour. And we're aware that UCD has an equality, diversity and inclusion statement on its website. And it specifically says that UCD is actively promoting a culture of zero tolerance towards sexual abuse and sexual harassment for all the members of its community. This all sounds very reassuring, and it sounds very peachy, but in actual fact, words don't mean anything without actions. And this policy of zero tolerance for sexual harassment, sexual abuse has now been put to a very, very, very extensive stress test. And this woman has found that she hasn't received the support or compassion that she was looking for, and has in fact been treated as a PR issue. And furthermore, she said herself when she was talking to Nicola, and she said in her own interview that she feels that it's created a culture of fear amongst her peers, and a fear of speaking out against these things. We've also become aware that since Caitlin's story has been made public, that other students have come to the University Observer and their student representatives to say that they've also experienced sexual harassment, sexual abuse. So we think that this probably mandates an inquiry from a formal body into what the culture of sexual harassment is, or sexual abuses are on college campuses.
We will, of course, look for a statement from UCD on all of that. What are doctors? Are doctors discussing this among themselves? Is this a conversation people are having about Caitlin's case? Is that ongoing?
I would say that over the last, it kind of broke to the media last week after the News Talk interview and after Ruth Coppinger's statement in the Dáil. And so I think it's beginning to trickle down. But as people are hearing, people are horrified. Mm. And I suppose when Emma and I have been talking about it over the last few days, I actually have a couple of questions that I'd like to ask UCD. One of them is, when this image was first shared in college emails in spring 2025, what steps did you take to protect the student? And as Emma mentioned, they have a zero tolerance policy. And what actions have been taken to investigate this internally to prevent further harassment of the student? And just for our listeners who maybe haven't heard the full story, this image has been shared on several occasions. First in April 2025. And to me, that's when the duty of care of UCD started. And I think from then on, this student has been systematically failed. The image was reshared in summer 2025. And most recently, it was shared on the 1st of January 2026. And to me, to send it on a day that is associated with new beginnings, for me, really highlights the malice behind the perpetrators. I just find that horrifying. And also, the fact that it's been shared so many times shows that there has been absolutely no repercussions to date.
It's our understanding that the guards are investigating the, mm-hmm. the sharing of that image. I suppose, lastly, if you wanted to, I mean, I think it's commendable that the letter that you have written and your colleagues, etc. But if you wanted to, I suppose, send a message out from the medical fraternity on all of this, what would you say?
I would like to echo a lot of what Nicola said about the domains of professional practice, and to say that ultimately, and when I've been reading this, following the story, I've been asking, where is the humanity? We can talk about institutions, we can talk about channels of reporting, but ultimately, what we're concerned with as doctors is humanity and care of individuals. And we'd like to just show solidarity and support for Caitlin as women and as people who work in the medical field, and as, you know, and as feminists and women who experience life under a kind of patriarchal umbrella, that this kind of behaviour is not acceptable.
We should point out it isn't only female doctors that have signed this letter.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
There may have been a couple of comments underneath on the Instagram page, because it was shared on Instagram. And a lot of people commented that it was predominantly signed by women, which is true. But I think we've discussed this, that I think it just shows that women have more affinity to this kind of case. Mm-hmm. And we aren't trying to throw shade at our colleagues, our male colleagues who haven't signed it. But I think it just highlights that people, that women just are more affected by this, and it disproportionately affects women, and that is why. And so I think as a society, to move forward, we need to work together, both male and female, to make this known. Can I just say one last thing? So UCD are celebrating 10 years this week of equality, diversity and inclusion. And the irony of that has not gone unnoticed by the UCD Students' Union, and they are planning a rally on Wednesday at 12 o'clock in O'Reilly Hall in UCD. And just, we thought we'd take this opportunity to send our solidarity to the students who have organised that.
Look, thank you both very much for joining us here on The Hard Shoulder with all of that. That is Dr. Emma Hughes and Dr. Nicola Duffy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And if you have been affected by this interview, help is available. You can reach the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre on their 24-hour national helpline on 1-800-77-8888. Now, we did, of course, invite UCD to come on The Hard Shoulder with us to discuss all of these issues, but instead they have sent us this statement. The university has a zero tolerance approach to bullying, harassment, sexual harassment and sexual misconduct, and takes these matters and the safety and well-being of its students very seriously. The university acknowledges the deep distress and anguish that this shocking and abhorrent criminal activity is causing this student. The image was shared to the student WhatsApp group by an anonymous source from unknown numbers. The disturbing material posted to the WhatsApp group was brought to the attention of the school by the class reps. The university has no evidence that any of the students in the WhatsApp group further circulated the images. The student has been supported by the head of the Student Advisory Services, who has offered ongoing support, regular meetings, check-ins and availability for additional support. The head of the School of Medicine also contacted the student on several occasions to offer to meet with her personally to provide support and guidance. The student's also been invited to meet with the university president together with the vice president for equality, diversity and inclusion. When the criminal activity was brought to the attention of the school, the university immediately reported it to the Gardaí, and it fully supported and continues to support the Gardaí with their inquiries. The Student Advisory Service contacted the impacted student to offer support and continues to do so. We also wish to reassure the student that our student support services remain available to her at all times. And this includes our student advisors, our professional counselling services and our dignity and respect support services. It's deeply troubling and saddening that the university community is a target for malicious individuals who use sophisticated digital techniques to conceal their identity while carrying out appalling actions. In an increasingly complex digital environment, we continue to seek to protect our students and staff and promote responsible behaviour, offer supports and take action where we can, including referral to law enforcement.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.